Welcome in, folks. This is Chris Temple, editor and publisher of the National Investor, and on today's interview with one of my featured opportunity companies, I'm joined by Des O'Kell. He's up in northern Alberta. He's a senior vice president of Enterprise Group, which we're going to invite you to listen to us for a few minutes on and learn some really exciting stuff. Des, thanks for taking the time out to join me.
Oh, my pleasure, Chris.
Well, for those of you who have kept up with the company over time, and we're going to get into some of the bits and pieces of this, Enterprise is really a pure play energy service and rental company today. It went through the energy downturn like a lot of other companies did, came out better than most, leaner and meaner, great financial position. The company is not only cash flow positive, but is now producing bottom line earnings, and we're going to talk about those individual attributes. But Des, first I'd like you to give us a taste, an overview, if you will, of the energy market in Western Canada where Enterprise operates.
Well, certainly. We happen to operate in a segment or a location of the basin which is extremely active. It is the foothills of the Western Canadian Basin, and what you have in this basin are two pretty dynamic plays: the Montney and the Duvernay plays, which are deep shale gas and gas liquids, and they're producing and delivering very very high impact wells, producing both gas and condensates. Obviously, gas prices, we know they haven't, natural gas prices haven't been, moving in the right direction like oil and liquids have. But the oil prices and liquids premium prices have been moving in the right direction here. And of course, these dual fuel wells that they're producing out of, the condensates are getting very, very good liquids pricing. These condensates, they're a very very high quality, almost clear liquid. There's a fantastic market for these condensates. Of course, they're mixed in with the heavy bitumen out of the oil sands that's produced here in Alberta. They use it as a diluent to allow that bitumen to thin down and properly move through a pipeline. So there's a big demand for these condensates. So these wells, even though they're producing tremendous natural gas, and natural gas prices are, still pretty thin, it's the fact that they're producing large amounts of condensate. So it's a very, even though the commodity landscape is the way it is, they're doing very well with these high deliverable wells.
And generally speaking, and I'm glad that you clarified the specific areas of the Montney and the Duvernay and what they're producing, but would you say, Des, that generally speaking, the attitude of the energy sector generally is one where people are breathing easier now, and a company like Enterprise is able to also breathe a little bit easier because people aren't pinching pennies as much and you're seeing some demand for your services and for energy services generally?
Yeah, I can paint you a bit of a picture. Obviously we've gone through and we're still somewhat in that downturn, but the bottom of the downturn, certainly from our experience, the low activity level was in mid 2016. So about this time of 2016, that Q2, Q3 was the lowest point. We're well over double those activity levels now. I'm not telling you that's a super cycle or anything. It's just a much better environment. I think what's happening that we've experienced is that downturn has had some fatalities. Some of our competition have either died on the vine or been shut down through debt situations and what have you. So we've really done a very good job of adding new client names, and where that's going to benefit Enterprise is obviously as activity levels get better, having more client names and getting busier, that's just going to allow us to ramp up to activity levels that I see being greater than what we saw in the good years of 13 and 14.
Neat. Now, folks, before I go any further, I want to give you a couple of little things to check into. First of all, on my own site, nationalinvestor.com, I have a lot of information on my featured opportunities page, which is where this interview and another written update will be going imminently this weekend. So that's nationalinvestor.com. And also, you should check out Enterprise's own site and get a flavor for all of the different companies that it works for, the different moving parts of Enterprise itself. Again, the name of the company is Enterprise Group, and the website is enterprisegrp.ca. Again, that's Enterprise GRP, so only group is abbreviated, .ca. The ticker symbol on the Toronto Exchange is E. Here in the U.S., where I'm at on the over-the-counter market, it's ETOLF, so that's Edgar Tango Oliver Lima Foxtrot. That said, and giving folks the ability, all of you out there, to do some additional homework, I want to nevertheless give a quick snapshot right now of the streamlined Enterprise, because when a lot of our listeners, particularly those that will listen to this on the KE Report website, were familiar with Enterprise several years ago, you guys were much more than an energy service company. You were consolidating other businesses and construction and whatnot. But as you trimmed a couple of those to get to the place where you're at now, where you're more of a pure play of energy services, you really did a lot of good for the company's financial position. So, Des, give us a quick picture of those two notable recent divestments that you made and what that did for the company.
Yeah, certainly. We had two businesses that were in our construction services segment. The company TC Infrastructure that we acquired back in 2007, we acquired that for $12 million. It's a company that primarily its business was installing underground utilities such as high voltage distributions and the like, as well as other utilities like natural gas and telecommunications and so forth. We acquired that company in 2007, operated it for 9 years, and had a disposition 2 years ago, right about now, actually, and we sold that company for $21 million. While we owned it, we had revenues aggregated right around $155 million plus. It paid for itself three and a half times over, so it was a very, very good disposition for us. At the time, it halved our debt level, which was a very good move for the company and put us in a very good position at that time. Fast forward to just recently this spring, our other business in the construction services side was CT Underground. It is a specialized tunneling business that operates in utilities, transportation, and energy pipeline segments by doing underground crossings in that segment. It's a very specialized business. It was a very interesting opportunity for us to realize a very, very good price. Again, we bought this company in 2013, also for $12 million, and we sold this business back in March of this year for 20.6. So it was a very good acquisition disposal for ourselves. It proves that we're able to buy right, operate the business, grow the business, and be able to sell these businesses, these good class of assets and expertise, and move them along.
Well, a couple of neat things about this too, folks. First of all, is that even though Enterprise's share price has more than doubled from the lows it hit during the depths of the energy bear market, the fact is that partly because of these asset sales and paying down debt, just shy of 50 cents a share Canadian, as Des and I are visiting on July 13th, that's still just a hair under half of the most recently calculated book value, which is $1 per share. And again, with the bottom line even going back into the black in the recent past, positive cash flow and all the rest. And now that it's a pure play energy service company, it should finally get some love and better understanding, I think, from the marketplace too. So it's a great opportunity to take a new, or for some of you, renewed look at Enterprise. Before we end, Des, I'd like you to tell me a little bit about, and tell our listeners a little bit about, a couple of the major new developments in Western Canada that Enterprise is going to have some business from, as far as LNG and the other project that you and I spoke of earlier.
Yeah, there's two major projects that are right in our backyard. The first one, LNG Canada, which is a major partnership of construction of an LNG project on the west coast of British Columbia. Major partners there. Leading partner is Royal Dutch Shell, Mitsubishi, PetroChina, and Korean Gas Corp are involved as partners. And just in the last few months, Petronas acquired 25% of the partnership. And that's looking more and more that it is going to go to a successful financial investment decision here in the next few months. There's much going on the ground that would indicate that that's going to be a positive investment decision. What it's going to do is this feedstock of gas that I explained earlier in these northeastern British Columbia and northwestern Alberta, the Duvernay and Montney, are going to be have an opportunity to get out of the North American marketplace and access the Asian markets through this LNG. It's going to be an absolute needle mover for our producing clients, and of course, we're going to be a benefactor of that. Further than that, there's the Site C BC Hydro project, which is in year two of construction. It is a 7-year, $10 billion project that these folks are building a very, very large project where they're pouring a tremendous amount of concrete, and of course, 7 months of the year, it's near Arctic conditions, or it is Arctic conditions, and they utilize our patented flameless heaters that we provide. And what they use those for is while they're pouring concrete in these very cold conditions, minus 20, minus 30, they use our heat to cure the concrete by hoarding it in and so forth. The heat that our heaters create is extremely dry, breathable, flameless air, and it's the engineering standard for this particular concrete curing. So we're excited to see the new premium heating season come upon us here this fall.
That's neat. Well, again, folks, a lot of things going on in Western Canada. You've got somewhat of a turnaround in the energy market and a still undervalued enterprise group, in my opinion, that you should take a really close look at. Desokel, again, is a senior vice president. We're going to have him back in the not too distant future for another discussion. It's going to be on a subject that a lot of people have been quite animated over in the recent past, one that's a bit misunderstood, but one of the ways in which enterprise has been able to improve its financial position, its efficiency, and the rest is actually a combination of what some call blockchain technology and some call the Internet of Things. It's a lot of things that in a recent conversation does open my eyes on. It's going to really wow you, so you're not going to want to miss that. Of course, everybody that's in our audience will be able to get that as well. So, Des, a lot of great stuff. Congratulations to you and Len for really the job that you've done and keeping Enterprise going through a tough time and now looking as good as it has in a long time. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it.